As the city of Burnaby tries to set up a Learn to Swim program in local elementary schools, budget concerns mean the program might start smaller than originally planned. Staff outlined a program in which grade 5 students would learn basic swimming skills and water safety education after council unanimously approved direction from Cown. Daniel Tutro in February 2023. The proposed program would be held as a series of 4 30-minute lessons followed by 30-minute open swims at the indoor pool closest to the students' school, according to a report presented to council July 22. Each swimming class would need a commitment of up to half a school day per lesson to accommodate the program. The program would come with a swim pass for outside of class time and, when complete, students would be given a program-level recommendation for lessons after the class's end. For students that need one-on-one staff support, the city plans to require additional staffing with specialized training so everyone can participate. The report noted 3/4 of Burnaby Aquatic staff are aged 16 to 25 and engaged in school or training programs which will impact availability. Staff estimated a preliminary budget of about $412,000 for all grade 5 students to participate for 1 year, calculated at about $200 per student. The budget would include instructors, lifeguards, staff training, curriculum development, transportation subsidies, administrative support. The school district is supportive of the pilot program but said it is unable to assist with the costs. The program will be brought forward as part of next year's Parks and Recreation budget request to council. Staff will bring forward funding options, according to the report, as council could reallocate funding from other school district initiatives to fund the swim program pilot. About 10 private and public schools in Burnaby currently offer self-funded swimming lessons in local pools, after the province withdrew funding for a similar program in the 1990s. Council reaction. Tutro had originally hoped the swim program would start in the 2023-24 school year. I must say I am a little disappointed we weren't able to get a pilot project this year, but I see something this big getting off the ground is not the easiest thing to do, Tutro said. He suggested starting a pilot program with a small number of community schools, rather than citywide. I would hate for this to fail based on the proposed budget for the whole school district, while council might be more willing to do it if it's a smaller amount of commitment for the city. But Cown. Pietro Calandino said he was reluctant to fund the program based on the cost. We do a lot for the school district, and we don't have any reciprocation from them to us, he said and noted the city already offers recreation credits to make the city's programs more accessible. The school district does not have the ability whatsoever to undertake such a problem, because, obviously, they're very tight on budget, he added. But Cown. Maida Santiago agreed with Tutro on starting with a smaller pilot program. She emphasized providing swim lessons through schools helps children who may not otherwise be able to participate. I do know that as a young immigrant, I learned to swim through the public school system in Vancouver, and I can't imagine my parents back then with 2 jobs, right, trying to figure out how to get their kids into swimming lessons, Santiago said. The staff report noted swimming is a crucial life skill, and added the COVID-19 pandemic had a significant impact on access to swim lessons. The report cited data from the Lifesaving Society showing drownings are increasing in BC, with 14 occurring this year. City staff will continue to discuss the program with the school district, including the possibility of a smaller pilot.